Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Will, what is going on today?
My wife has kind of decided to send our boys to a summer camp, which, you know, on itself is, you know, no big deal. But I just found out the other day that this is going to cost us $8,000 for a summer camp. And we're in the middle of a big argument about it because, you know, I think that's outrageous. And I also think we could use that money in so much better ways. And the worst part is that she stays at home. She doesn't work. So she could be home with the kids. And to me, there's no reason to spend $8,000 to put the kids in a summer camp when we have everything that they would need and their friends and the neighborhood and everything. They should be here.
Let me ask you a question, Will. Didn't she talk to you about this before she signed them up, the cost and all that?
Well, she mentioned something to me, but she told me it was $1,500. And then I find out later on that it's actually $8,000.
So
well, I'm a bit pissed about this.
Is this like some specialty camp? Is it like hang gliding? Are they going to play basketball? Are they going to be playing football with like professional athletes or anything like that?
No. No, I mean, like, they have activities. They have some stuff that looked pretty cool, what I looked at real quick. But it's not like, you know, Tom Brady's going to be there or anything. I don't get why it's so expensive.
Hold on. Let's call her, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie?
Yep, this is her.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Okay, why are you calling me?
Hey, Stephanie, we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. I want to let you know that we just spoke with your husband, Will, who tells us that he's a little bit upset that you've signed up your boys for summer camp at a cost that he feels is exorbitant, especially since you're home during the summer. What's going on with this?
Oh, my God. Did he really call you about that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have two teen boys. They need stimulation. I'm over my head. Yes, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but like it's a lot to have them every day over the summer. And we put down a $1,500 deposit and we'll lose that if he pulled out of this. So I don't know what the big deal is.
Did you tell him that it was only going to be $1,500?
No. I told him it was going to be a $1,500 security deposit and it would be more after that. But, you know, he chooses what he wants to hear.
You told me 2 months ago you needed $1,500 for this summer day camp. And I said, all right, here. And I gave you this. And you never said anything about any other payments. And you sure as hell didn't say anything about it's going to be $8,000.
I told you it would be a $1,500 security deposit. You didn't choose to listen that there would be more after the fact.
$8,000 is crazy for this.
All right, well, listen, you're going to lose the security deposit regardless, right?
Right.
I'd rather lose $1,500 than pay $8,000.
So what we can do here is we can put things to a vote. And we can let our audience decide. They may agree with you, Stephanie, that you've got tween boys and they need stimulation and it's a lot for you and you've already put down the security deposit and sending them to this camp is a good thing for them to get outside. And if they agree with you, then Will, it is what it is. You'll back off. Next year, you could have another conversation. But if they agree with Will, then Stephanie, you agree to take the $1,500 loss and you'll keep the kids all summer. Deal?
Fine.
That sounds good to me, but I'm going to tell you guys right off the bat, I'm not losing that $1,500. I'll go right after them.
All right, give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
End of the school year is upon us, and this is when you start figuring out the kids' summer camps if you haven't already booked. But he was very surprised, Will, when he found out that his wife, Stephanie, who's a stay-at-home mom, spent $8,000 to sign up their two tweens to go to camp all summer. He's like, you're a stay-at-home mom. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. Do things with them. But she says they need the stimulation and to be at camp.
Yeah, well, I think that the complaint that she's overwhelmed is really sticking in a lot of people's minds. I mean, I get it. Life gets busy, but she's getting no support on Facebook. Erica says it's outrageous. Spend time with your children. Take a family vacation, if anything. Rhonda says there's other camps that cost less. She could send them to a day camp or whatever and have mornings off and nights with the kids. And Kathy just screams, not for $8,000. Is she crazy?
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Peter. I'm on the husband's side. She's a stay-at-home mom. There's plenty of camps, museums, hiking trails, stuff like that she can use to stimulate the kids. Bicycle rides, trips, and frankly, she just needs to tough it out and raise her son.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Peter. Hi, Anna and Raven. Who are you siding with this morning?
Oh, definitely him. She needs to stay home with her kids and not spend $8,000 on a camp. Come on.
All right.
Listen, I mean, it's a great camp. If it's Top Gun, Tom Cruise is going to be there. We're going to fly some jets.
Okay.
Kelly McGillis. Everything. It's going to be awesome.
Let's be clear, though. Camps are expensive.
Sure.
Some of them are.
That's
anyway.
True. That's true. Yeah. They are.
You want to chime in, too? Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Stay-at-home mom, but she says that her tweens need constant stimulation this summer, and that's why she signed them up for an $8,000 camp. And her husband is not on board, says that he thought it was only $1,500. She says he wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's convenient to say now at this point, right? I mean, I get it. I think as a parent, you can be overwhelmed. You can be tired. You can need a break. But it's summertime, and your kids go to school during the year. Hard to justify.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We want to hear from you. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah, and I am totally on the dad side. That is insane. She could take her kids to a museum, a park, a beach every day over the summer and not spend $8,000. And I think if she's hell-bent on doing it, fine, send them for the $8,000. But then the husband should tell her, well, you're a stay-at-home mom. You're not being a stay-at-home mom. Go get a job to pay for the camp.
Just lay it out there for her. Thanks for the call.
Right? What else is she going to be doing?
Hi, Anna and Raven. Who are you siding with this morning?
I am siding with my kids have been going to camp since they're six. I met my husband at camp. It's the greatest thing in the world. There's no reason for them not to go.
I wasn't a camp kid, but I got to tell you, everyone that I know that grew up going to like sleepaway camps and going to camps like that really had fabulous, fabulous, experiences.
I still meet up with my friends 35 years later. It is the best experience.
And on Raven, who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy. I am on the dad side for sure. Well, it just sounds to me like this woman wants summer for herself, actually, and that's pretty selfish. These were her kids. And my suggestion would be, you know, there's so much to do in Connecticut and the surrounding area of Fairfield County, but get involved in some volunteering opportunities. I mean, there can be some fun stuff for the kids to do and give back. That's my thought.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Stephanie, it's a lot of money, and you really maybe should have driven the point home of how much it was going to be before going ahead and enrolling them, and they figured that maybe having them at home would be good for the summer.
I can see that, but I I'm a mother, and I'm kind of upset by this because, you know, mothers don't have to stay at home with, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but I get it. It's a lot of money. I know that will stress him out, and it's going to create fights between us, so I get where they're coming from.
Yeah, I'm glad they saw it my way.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, couplescourt@star999.com.
Coming up tomorrow here with Anna and Raven at the same time, he doesn't like the fact that his wife is living the single life.
Right, just because one of her single friends came back in the picture. We'll get your thoughts tomorrow morning.